This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
Wally and Gavin, do either of you consider yourselves road ragers?
I don't consider myself one, but I am.
Okay.
Like, I'd like to think I'm not, but I... Gavin, you're not passive-aggressive road rager.
No, not passive-aggressive. My wife says that I drive like a little Miss Daisy.
Oh.
So, I don't think so.
Yeah, and I trample on Miss Daisies. Yeah, I get a little worked up.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Well, if you find yourself like Wally in a bad mood after dealing with stupidity on the road, psychologists are now claiming it may not be your fault.
Oh, I like where you're going with this.
It could be your parents' fault.
I knew it, my mother.
So those prone to road rage could have been genetically predisposed.
Oh, not my mom.
So those times where you're just feeling like, I'm so stressed.
Yeah.
It could be maybe you saw that from your parents, or maybe they had the same thing and they just passed it down.
Oh, yeah. It has to be my dad, if anybody, because my mom is like the kindest lady behind the thing. Oh, just go ahead and merge, honey. Or like when someone like just overtly does something bad, she's like, I'm just going to pray for them. Like, who are you? And how did you birth me?
Well, and that might go to show, you know, your mom is thinking straight, because this study also showed how stress on the road can be very detrimental to your overall health. It can, you know, stress already just messes with your physical and mental health as well as your emotional health.
I know. And sadly, like, as the country gets back to work, you know, following the pandemic, and we start traveling for work more, there are more cases where you're interacting with people. And it has the potential to go bad. I mean, you're seeing it on the news. There's been a bunch of road rage incidents lately that have ended in violence, you know. And it's just, it's so sad to see that kind of stuff. So it's like, yeah, just take a beat, take a breath. Say it, what you're going to say under your breath, no hand gestures, you know.
And, are you and telling yourself this?
Absolutely. This is what I get in the car and tell myself every day. So, and then now I can add to it, this isn't your fault. It's all your parents. Thank you, Rock. Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and sometimes you're talking to people in your life, and all of a sudden there's a revelation. You're like, wait, what? Did I just hear you right? And that happened with Betty Rock and myself.
Well, and it was a revelation to me as well. So I started thinking about, you know, my teeth, and when was the last time I'd gone to the dentist? And I'm pretty sure it was when I was maybe, I can't remember when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, maybe 16 or 17.
What? Wow.
And
not years ago, 16 or 17.
When I was 16 or 17 years old. And I don't think I've been to the dentist.
That was a long
since.
Time ago.
Like, okay, it's not that long ago. Come on.
History. I'm 25. That was 20 years ago.
Wow.
I was 5 years old when you last went to the dentist.
So that
okay,
is...
when you put it that way.
Yeah. Now, let me just be very clear. On the surface, it makes Betty sound like a disgusting human being. Like, I get that, okay?
Right, it does. It makes me look like I'm a snaggletooth crazy person.
But you have amazing teeth. Like, your teeth are beautiful. They're white.
And they haven't given me any issues.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, you have amazing tooth. No, but like, yeah, so if you don't have issues and you're just genetically blessed, then you don't
sight,
have
out
to.
Out of mind.
Yeah, like, I have to. Like, I had one time, I didn't have dental insurance for a while when I first started working and stuff, and like, I went like years, like from you when I was a kid, I had 9 cavities, and like, they filled them all like in 2 visits. It was brutal.
Oh.
Yeah, and so like, I then, because I eat a lot of junk food, and so then I go every 6 months and do the cleaning and make sure that I don't have cavities. I have really brittle teeth, too. I broke a tooth on a chocolate chip one time. And so,
you definitely should go.
Yeah, I have to go. I don't have an option.
And
you know?
I have never had a cavity.
Yeah, that's... oh, man. That's
so
amazing.
I mean...
yeah, if you don't have to go to the dentist, God bless you. Like, yeah. I mean, if you had, like, jacked up grill, I'd be like, hey, girl, you might want to go. But, like, you're fine, okay?
Thank you.
So, this is what I want to talk about, though. The things that you stop doing as an adult, okay? So, Betty Rock, o'clock. I mean, most normal adults are like, oh, I should probably go to the dentist once, maybe know a dentist in my area here and there, but not the case for her. So what is that thing that you stopped doing as an adult, okay? For me, I stopped eating veggies. Like, I had to eat them when I was a kid. My mom forced me to do it. I got to be an adult, and I thought, why am I doing this? I don't enjoy this.
When you don't have that parent looking out for you anymore, and now you're the captain of your own ship, well, then why should I do these things?
Yeah, I'm the captain of my own ship, and I'm not naming it the Brussels sprout, that's for sure. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that thing that you stopped doing as an adult? Because you could. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Skip, what is something that you stopped doing as an adult because you could?
I run with scissors now.
And I've only impaled myself twice.
My parents always told me, don't run with scissors, and now I have the ability. I just run all over the place. I'm like a Forrest Gump with scissors.
Skip, I have never found myself in a situation where I needed to run with scissors, so can you give me an example?
No, he just does it on a treadmill because he can. He's an adult now. That's what he does.
Got to enjoy something you weren't allowed to do as a kid.
That's exactly it, Skip. Well, I got you down, buddy. Thank you.
Have a great one, guys.
Well, there you go. That is Skip's. I highly do not recommend that for kids if you're listening. And maybe that's one you shouldn't have stopped doing as an adult, because that's what we're talking about. Those things as an adult that you stopped doing, like, I don't know, eating your vegetables because now you don't have to because you're an adult. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We got time for one or two more. 855-33-WAY-FM. Camille, what is something that you've stopped doing as an adult?
Making my bed.
Yes, oh. My mom had that rule too. You had to make your bed every day, and I kept arguing, like, why? Why? I'm going to just come back in and mess it up.
Exactly. And that 2 minutes of extra sleep in the morning is so much more important than making the bed.
You are so right.
Camille, do you have children? And if so, is this a rule that you keep with your kids? Do they have to make their bed?
I only have a dog, but he doesn't have to make his bed, no.
Oh, well, that's nice. I'm sure he appreciates that.
He does, but if I did have kids, I would probably make them make their bed because it was good for me when I was a kid. But now that I'm an adult, like Wally said, and I can't believe I'm agreeing with Wally on something.
First time for everything, Camille.
I don't see a point.
My wife makes the bed every day too. Like, and like, if she's ever gone, like if she's been traveling and comes home, I never make the bed until the day she comes home. I make sure that it's made for her when she comes home.
Because
then she likes it. Like, it's a nice thing for her.
It's only a couple of minutes.
I know, but I don't do it while she's gone.
And I have a question. How many pillows do you have to put on that bed?
Ballpark 47.
Exactly.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock has been known to dabble in the online arts, meaning she spends a lot of time on the internet, and we thought, hey, while you're there anyway during work hours, let's do a segment for the show so we can write this whole thing off, okay? So we came up with Betty's online waste of time. This is where she finds stuff that's interesting, and she shares it. And you posted this one, right?
Yes, I posted this on our Facebook page. You just search Wally Show, and you can see it right there. But this one is a video of a Cracker Barrel worker, and you would think, you know, sure, they're going to sing Happy Birthday, and it's going to be lame and off-key.
Because, like, we do this on our podcast and our aftercast, which you can get for free wherever
it
you get your
lame.
Yeah, it's like happy every day for those of you. There you go. Yeah, we don't put a lot of effort in, and neither does anyone at these restaurants.
But this Cracker Barrel worker, she did an amazing version, and it's so good that now on TikTok, this video is getting millions of views.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Nice. Remembered his name.
Happy birthday to
She got all the notes in there.
Wow.
Oh, even goes Mariah at the top end there. Nicely done. That is really good. That's a girl that just loves to sing, you
Maybe,
know?
Maybe, yeah.
Or she's a show-off.
Yes.
Maybe so. Why is she working at Cracker Barrel?
Mm. I don't know. Just hasn't been discovered yet, man. That's
Maybe
where everyone,
this is her chance.
Everyone that is in theater or music and stuff like that has got to do some time at a Cracker Barrel in their lives. You know, that's the rule. But she crushed it. My favorite part of the video is the guy bussing tables that, like, has to walk around her while she's he's performing, and he's just like, like, again, with the singing, I'm trying to get work done here. But again, you can check that out on our Facebook page. Just search Wally Show. FM, this is the Wally Show, and I think COVID made Airbnbs way more popular. People didn't want to do hotels for a while, and then you kind of get hooked on it if you have a good experience. And I'm curious, Betty Rock, have you ever done an Airbnb? Have you ever booked one?
I have not. Okay. I've gone to visit a friend at an Airbnb, but sure. That's it.
Like, when we travel with this other couple of ours, he always books the Airbnb. I never do that. We pick the one together as families, and then he usually books it and stuff. And so I was booking an Airbnb for my wife and I for our anniversary.
You found it? It's haunted?
No. There are some. We would nickname each of the places we were looking at to remember it. And one of them, we nicknamed it Murder House because the photos looked why are you photo? They had this weird indoor sensory deprivation tank, and they had a mannequin floating in it. Yeah, we're like, no. So I go to book this thing, and then I book a excursion, I guess you could call it, like an activity you can book through Airbnb as well. So for our anniversary, I booked a stained glass window making class.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I thought that'd be fun, you know? And so something to remember the day by. And so I go to book it, and then it tells me it needs my ID. I'm like, wait, what? So it tells me it needs to take a picture of my driver's license front and back through the app there. And I'm like, this just doesn't
seems a little
seem
sketchy,
right.
Yeah. A little sus.
Exactly. Just to go, do stained glass windows? You need this information? And so then I call my buddy, and he's like, yeah, I've never had that happen before. So I did a little digging, and I read through the stuff. So if you're booking an Airbnb, and this happens to you, I did some digging. So I read the stuff that they said, and then I asked Gavin. Gavin, has this ever happened to you?
Yes.
Yeah, seeing that, there you go. It's legit, I guess. Happened to both of us.
You're trusting this guy?
Yeah, that was my digging. That was
there
the extent of my digging.
Oh, no.
When Gavin told me it had happened to him, too, I figured, well, what are the odds? And so I gave him my driver's
there
license.
There you go.
Yeah, I gave him my driver's license and full access to my identity.
Oh,
so,
okay.
We'll see how this shakes up. But I actually think it's a thing now.
Oh, you're hoping it's a thing.
Certainly hoping it's a thing. But if you go to book an Airbnb, rest assured that if it asks you for your driver's license... Rest assured that not only your identity will be stolen, it will be Gavin and mine as well. So there you go. Misery loves company. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
So following any sporting event, you always see the post interviews, and you may not know this, for some athletes it is a requirement contractually that they show up and they do post game interviews, and that's the case with the French Open, but the one of the ladies in the French Open, Naomi Osaka, she was fined $15,000 for missing the interview on Sunday. She's ranked number 2 in the world, so she's a big deal, and she posted that she's not going to be doing any press during the French Open due to mental health.
Oh.
So here's where it gets a little dicey. Okay, you have a contract. You need to abide by that. But then at what point do you draw the line to go, yeah, somebody's mental health is worth way more than a soundbite?
Is she saying that these interviews are causing her to have bad mental health, or she was already in that situation and that it doesn't, she just wouldn't be good for anyone?
She said, I've often felt that people have no regard for athletes' mental health, and the thing rings. This rings true, you know, in every press conference that I partake in. And she said, we're often sat there to answer questions that have been asked multiple times before and that bring doubt into your mind, you know, and I'm not just going to subject myself to the people that doubt me. So I get this. It's the people that push things, and so much of sports is mental.
Yeah, true. And if we, like, let's say that someone wanted to interview us after we did a segment on the show that we weren't feeling confident about, we would not look forward to that. We wouldn't want to talk about it. If anything, we want to forget about it. So I kind of get where she's coming from.
Yeah, she did do an interview courtside. She said, I'm really glad I won. It's a beautiful court. I've only played a few matches here, but hopefully it'll keep going. So it's like, it really does bring into the point of how much do we really need post-interviews from athletes? Because they very rarely say anything. I gave it 110%, left it all out on the court. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. So are you really missing that much, you know, in the form of a soundbite? Venus Williams, though, you know her, like amazing tennis player. She's also been fined for skipping press conferences in the past. She replied to Osaka's Instagram post, and she said, girl, do you. Your life is yours to live. And I gave it, hopefully I gave it the proper amount of sass.
There you go.
I think I did, right?
Yeah.
And I tried anyway. and so there you go. That's going to do it for your news. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and yesterday was Memorial Day, and so that is part of a holiday weekend, and so we're going to do hashtag your holiday weekend, and so what was it that happened for you? Now, you give us a hashtag. Be creative. Don't just describe it verbatim. We want to figure out what it is. That's part of the fun is in the guessing. So what did you have, Lady Rock? Hashtag your holiday weekend.
All right, mine is hashtag pants professional.
Pants professional.
Huh.
Trying to make it a little mysterious.
It is a little mysterious.
Guess it right off the bat.
Right, that's the whole idea for this. I am going to say that, now, you went to an event over the weekend. I do know that. And you saw somebody get pantsed in a professional way.
I don't know how that's possible.
You're just, there are some people that aren't good at it and other people that are really good at pantsing somebody in a crowd. And I could see that at Mule Day, honestly. Like, I could see that happening.
I could too, 100%. But that is not it.
No? Okay, I'm a little sad, actually. Gavin?
I'm going to guess that you potentially took up the sewing needle and started making pants.
Oh.
Because it might be cheaper than buying them.
Like Miss Me jeans. You bedazzled your jeans.
There you go. And then now you consider yourself a pants professional.
Wow, that's a really good guess. But no, that is not it either. Okay. So here's what happened. I went kayaking for the first time over the holiday weekend.
Okay, now I had warned you about this, thinking it might be harder than it
looks. Yeah, you were negative Nelly over there.
And I told you to stay out of the bushes because snakes will drop on you.
Here's the thing. I turned out to be really good for
really?
It being my
nice.
First time,
okay.
Which is where the professional comes
okay.
in. But
pants?
No one told me what the attire would be while kayaking.
Did you wear skinny jeans?
No,
did you?
No, I wore like legging pants.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know that everyone else was going to be in
swimsuits.
Shorts.
You get
I
in
had
the water.
No idea. I wore sneakers.
How did you not
no
know this?
No one told me.
No one should have to. Hey, we're going boating this weekend. What would you wear, Gavin?
I would wear shorts.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The high was like 71.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that could be a little chilly. And so I didn't go with shorts.
Aww.
Now, if it was going to go to the 80s, I would have done shorts.
Okay.
But
well, here's what I will tell you. Okay. While
everybody
you might
made fun of me the whole time.
and rightfully so.
And we're not done.
Yeah. And yeah, we're still in this. No, here's what I'm going to tell you. At least you did not, you decreased your odds of skin cancer. How about that? See?
Thank you for looking on the positive side.
I did.
Side.
I found the positive side for you.
I appreciate that.
There you go.
Thank
All right.
You.
So I'm glad you had a good time and you did well.
Yes.
Okay.
I was
Are you
so
sore?
Good. I would do it again. No, not near as sore as I thought I'd be.
Surprise. You're not very athletic. I'm surprised.
Okay.
All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. Now, what we want you to do is, like Betty did, give us a hashtag and we will try to guess what happened during your holiday weekend. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. What do you got?
Hashtag corn cob.
Hashtag corn cob. Okay, this could be so many things. I am going to say that you have created a new game instead of cornhole, and you're calling it corn cob. And this is where you just put corn cobs out in the field, and you throw rings at them and try to, you know, get a ring over them.
Good guess, but know.
Okay.
I'm going to guess, Lisa, that you made something like, you tried a new recipe for a new for a party that you were going to, and you tried like this corn cob salad type thing, and you were a bit iffy on it, but you thought, I'll make them the guinea pigs, and they can try it out and see what they think. Turns out no one liked it, no one tried it, and you felt like a failure.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
No.
No, but kind of close in that scene.
Okay. Hopefully not the failure part.
No.
What happened, Lisa? Corn cob.
I made corn cob jelly.
Oh, okay. You were close. Betty Rock said corn cob salad. Corn cob jelly?
What is that? I'm picturing Jell-O with corn in it. Ugh.
No, so I actually canned corn and frozen corn. You take the cobs and you boil them, and you put sugar and pectin in it, and it tastes like honey jelly when it's at.
I like that you added a bunch of sugar. That makes anything good, honestly.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, I added jalapenos and some. I got a little spicy jelly, too.
I got to be surprised. It sounds very Southern, and I'm really surprised, Rock, that you were not possibly raised on corn cob jelly.
This is my first time hearing about it. Is it something that you think you'll make again, Lisa?
Yes, it's very good. I also made a syrup. Awesome on pancakes.
Well, there you go. And you've kind of got the recipe here. Just wing it now. So there's some corn cobs. You boil, you throw some sugar and pectin in it, and you could be successful like Lisa.
Y'all are great.
What do you got?
It's hashtag trouble but blessings.
I think, Teresa, that this is something you had to keep telling yourself over and over as you had the kids in the back seat asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You're telling yourself, hey, they're trouble, but they're blessings.
No.
I'm going to say that you were playing the game trouble with your family, which is a blessing.
No.
No. Okay, so we both struck out there. What is it?
On my way home Friday, I hit something in the road and my tire blew out. And a young man stopped, put my donut on real quick. I could only go 45, but I made it to the tire shop, 5 minutes to spare. So they had to put a brand new tire on, which is $100-something.
Oh, yeah.
They called me up and they said, you got to get a new tire, but your warranty covers the whole thing.
Oh, that's really great. That's unbelievable. Hey, real quick, back to what you hit. It wasn't like someone or anything in the road, right?
No, it was something in the road.
Okay, she's still like, I'm going to go with something. We don't know what it is. I just kept going.
Could have been a pothole. Wait a minute.
That didn't end there. My phone broke, and I took it in, and I ended up getting a brand new phone, lowering my cell phone bill by $40, and not having to pay anything out of pocket.
What? Oh. That never happens. Yeah. Like anytime you leave a cell phone place, you're paying more money than you were when you walked in there. That's amazing. That's a miracle weekend right there.
You should hit things more often.
I know, right?
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church, or at least the parts he understood.
So in America, we live by some pretty big mottos. You know, bigger is better. Go big or go home. And we're pretty insatiable a lot of times.
If you're not first, you're last.
Exactly. Thank you, Ricky Bobby. And the richest man in the world at the time, one time, was John D. Rockefeller. And he was asked, how much money does it take to make a man happy? And his answer was shocking. He said, just a dollar more. And, you know, we all have that in us somewhere where we can't quite get enough sometimes, and it becomes controlling in our lives.
We can't be content with what we already have.
Like, here's a great example most of us can relate to. How many times have you gone to a restaurant, you know, and you sat there and they bring out a bunch of free bread and you eat that, then you eat your salad, then you get to the main course, the thing you actually went there for, and you realize you're full because you filled up on all the other stuff before you got to what was really good, you know? And we fill up on the things that don't matter or have little value, and we miss out on the greater things that will truly satisfy us. That same concept applies with our faith, too. God has offered us the infinite, and we settle for the insignificant. You know, things that we think are going to be a big deal ultimately go away, and they're not. You know, and desire isn't wrong because God wired us like this. It's what drives us. But the problem is what we desire. You know, and you think about how our lives would look different if we chased God with the same passion and desire as we do the things that we put our time and money into that don't last. And then at the end of the sermon, this was the real bring it home for me. Like, there was a quick question, kind of a heart check kind of thing. Finish this phrase: my life would be perfect if. And how you finish that sentence tells a lot about, you know, what's driving in your life, you know? Like, and I did this myself. It was a total self-reflection because, like, I've been sitting there wanting to move to a new house. And I don't need to. It's just a want, not a desire. And like, oh, my life would be perfect if I could just find that perfect house that I want. Mm. And you're like, boy, that is so not important in the grand scheme of things, you know? Mm-hmm. And so maybe you take that quote or that exercise and go through it today, and it might help reprioritize you. And we ended with a quote that I thought was great. Our greatest fear should not be failure, but fear of succeeding in something that doesn't matter. And that's by Francis Chan. So there you go. Maybe it gives you a little perspective for your week this week, because I know it did for me. Is there anything more annoying than sitting through one of those automated phone systems when you call a company?
If you know your part is extension, you may dial it at any time.
I think we've all been there. Hey, it's Wally. And if you need a loan for a new home or you're interested in doing a refinance of your current home, you need to call United Faith Mortgage. Here, check this out. I'm calling my UFM guy, Ryan. He's also the founder.
United Faith Mortgage, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Wally. How are you, man?
Wally, what's going on? How's everything?
Really good, man. I just wanted to hear your voice.
That's it? Well, you can always call me if you actually need something.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
No problem.
What? A real-life person? That's what they do. They not only answer the phone, they know you by name when you call. They are a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who are excellent at their job. These are the people I'm trusting to do my mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. And as you've seen, they will answer.
See our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal Housing Lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
We are continuing to climb towards the end of this pandemic and the beginning of what we remembered as being a normal world. But one psychologist is warning people to be cautious as we reintegrate back into society, because we have had people who maybe spent a good year at home.
Yeah, I think it's tough for me to understand this because, like, we came to work every day, yep, even during the height of the pandemic. And so we were constantly still out. And I did the shopping for my family, so I was still out. But other people, they did get sequestered. Mm-hmm. And even my daughter, who's kind of an introvert too, she thought about this and verbalized it. She's like, man, I'm real curious. Like, the first time she went back out into public was like, I have a feeling it would be super awkward. I'm like, I think you're right.
Bless her.
Well, the first tip that the psychologist had was to ease into social interactions. So that doesn't mean, you know, booking every concert and every, you know, baseball game and going to all this stuff right away. It's just like, hey, maybe like once a week, maybe take a step towards something that you haven't done for a year.
Okay.
The second step they had was lighten up. They said, we've been collectively carrying a sense of gravity in our minds for the last year, which I definitely agree with. And the last tip they had was, don't try to fit two summers into one.
Yes.
Because we had all these kids who didn't get to do what they wanted to do last summer. We didn't get on all these trips. Don't try and do all that in this summer.
Pick one really good thing to do and do that and make the most of it. Go for quality over quantity, maybe. Because I started doing this with my wife. We started looking at our whole year and like planning different trips that we want to do now and things like that. And it got, I was like, oh, that's a lot. Well,
and not only that, like, you run out of time, but it is expensive too.
Yeah.
Like, how can anybody keep up with doing two summers in one?
Yeah. So just kind of pace yourself. Basically, it seems like the overall advice on this one is just pace yourself. Balance. That balance is the secret to life in anything.
Do it all? Okay.
No, that a girl. All right, Gavin. Thank you, sir. FM, this is The Wally Show. Going to play a game here. You have a chance to win a prize. It's the whole lot of history game. I have the history Google searches for Betty Rock, Gavin, and myself. And all you have to do, based on what you know about the members of the show, is guess who searched what, okay? So, Betty Rock, we'll do a round here in the room as an example round.
Okay.
Can you tell me who searched Can tin foil catch on fire in a microwave? Who do you think searched that, Gavin or myself?
Definitely Gavin.
Wow,
100%.
Not even
wait. Just because you're 52?
Yeah, 52.
52. You should know this by now.
I should.
I think you do know this.
Yeah.
But then Gavin is a Gen Zer.
Yep.
And he's still young and learning, and I think he had to look this up.
Yeah, there's things you don't know when you're his age.
I had a roommate who's younger than you, just a little bit younger than you, and she didn't even know how to use a handheld...
Mixer?
No, a handheld can opener.
Oh, really?
Had to Google that.
I can do that.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes me feel good.
He'll at least eat, so that's good. Yes, you're absolutely right, Rock. It was definitely not me. What made you Google, can you catch tinfoil on fire in a microwave?
Well, at a long time ago, I remember putting a metal pot into the microwave
attaboy
as a kid to heat up my ramen noodles because
right.
I was like, I need these can't be
the
cold.
The spark show is amazing. Yeah.
And so I was like, we use tinfoil in the oven, and that goes fine.
Yes,
fine. Can it go in the microwave?
You know
did
what?
Your wife not know this either?
Well, I was on my own.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was cooking dinner. It was my responsibility.
There are things you think you should know that you go, well, I don't know. Like, even as an adult, and even at 52, there are things I think,
I've never done this before.
Yeah. My life has been a lie.
I don't know. So, yeah, there you go. That's how we play the game. We got a couple more rounds for you. If you want to play along with us right now, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM for our whole lot of history game. FM, this is The Wally Show. Mike, welcome to Whole Lot of History Game. How are you?
I'm doing well. Wally, how are you this morning?
Very good. Now, the way it works is I'm going to give you something that one of the members on the show has searched on their phone, their Google history, okay? All you have to do is tell me who you think made this search. Now, it could be, you know, one of us, all of us, none of us, you know, so, you know, you're going to have to try and figure it out. So here we go. Who do you think searched dance terms? Who's has that in their Google history? Gavin, Betty, or myself?
Well, you probably already know all the dance terms, Wally, so I doubt if it was you.
I'd say thank you, but I think you're insulting me.
Oh, no, not at all, Wally. You're just that kind of a man that knows all these things.
Still insulting me. Thank you, Mike.
I'm loving it.
It was probably Betty trying to catch up with you is what
all
it
right.
was.
All right, Gavin, did you search dance terms?
I have no interest in dance personally, so it was not me.
Okay. Betty Rock, did you search dance terms?
I invent my own. I don't need nobody telling me what to do.
Which process of elimination, Mike? It was me. Ding, ding, ding. Apparently, I am that man.
What were you looking for?
Well, my daughter's friend was graduating college with a degree in dance, and I was writing her a congratulations text like, I wish we could be there to see you chasse across the stage. And I didn't know how to spell that.
How do you spell it?
C-H-A-S-S-E. Chasse, something.
You don't look like you know too well.
Yeah, well, thank goodness I didn't. All right, so here's your next one here. Is butter poisonous? Who do you think Google History searched that one?
I'm saying probably Gavin.
Gavin, he's younger, might not know this. I can tell you it was not me. I love butter too much. If it was poisonous, I'd be dead by now. So I know it's not me.
And Betty's from a farm, so Betty should know this too. Well,
Gavin, did you Google this?
I think when I make things, I scoop a thing of butter into the pot, and then I eat a spoonful myself sometimes.
No.
So I think if it is poisonous, then I'm looking good for that.
Raw butter's gross.
Oh,
Betty
man.
Rock, did you Google this?
I did.
Why?
Here's the reason. So when you go to the theater and you get that bowl of popcorn and you put the extra butter in it, it's liquefied. Like, it's just coming out like ketchup. And I'm thinking to myself, is that poisonous? Like, that can't be good for you, right?
Well, it's not poisonous, but it certainly isn't good for you.
I Googled it, and the truth is, it is. Is it poisonous?
Yeah,
so
it's not poisonous.
Drink it all you want.
Oh, yeah, to your own detriment. Yeah, it's not going to kill you immediately. It's more of a long-term poison.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I'm sorry that did not go your way today, but we have a lovely parting gift for you just for playing a whole lot of history game with us here on The Wally Show on WAY-FM.
Thank you, Wally. Always enjoy talking with you.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to Google this right now. I need your help. Like, I know I can Google stuff, but I don't like Googling everything. I like to talk to real people who have experience with things and can give me answers right now that I need. So this is why we Google things, okay? Get it? Google. You're filling in the information. Recently, we were cleaning out our pantry and kind of altering the ratio of junk food to healthy food because it's just so out of whack in my family. And we've been trying to lose weight, blah, blah, blah. So we were digging through there, and it turns out my wife is like, oh, I found raisins for you in the way back where I had hidden them of the pantry. And she's like, you could snack on these. So I open it up, might get a handful. You dig around, get a handful of them. And I'm like chewing them. I'm like, boy, howdy.
Oh, no.
I do remember buying these over a year ago. But they were in a pouch, you know, like a can.
Never been opened?
No, they had been opened.
Oh, they had?
Yeah, yeah. And that, a game changer, huh?
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so they were a little chewy. But my question is, can raisins go bad? Because they're a dried fruit, so do they go bad? I know honey never goes bad, what? But do raisins... Yeah, honey doesn't spoil.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. So you're learning something today, Gavin. Huh. Like, do raisins go bad? Now, hopefully, maybe you work in a produce department at a grocery store. I'd love to know this. Maybe you are the person that is responsible for putting two scoops of raisins in Kellogg's Raisin Bran. You worked in the raisin industry. I'd like to know.
And this makes me think, too, if they can spoil, does that mean that there's preservatives involved?
I don't know.
And if that's the thing, then we shouldn't be eating raisins,
I gotta tell you, yeah, and I brought them in here. They're on my desk. I've been eating them.
Why?
So why are you doing?
Because they're still snackable. They
can
don't
I try some?
Yeah, they're not that bad. Yeah, they're not that bad.
What is wrong with y'all?
It's chewy.
So Google it. 855-33-WAY-FM. Please help me out here. Maybe you've worked in the raisin game before. I don't know. I'd really like to know this information. 855
You're I was just thinking, what if they were fermented? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the show would sound better. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you can help me Google this right now. Can you help me with this, and what are your qualifications?
Well, the qualifications is, I guess, because I'm older and I use them to bake with. So I keep mine in the refrigerator, actually, to keep them fresh. But, yeah, they can go bad. They get kind of grainy, like sugary, because they are pure sugar. So they're not probably the healthiest snack.
Huh. No wonder I love raisins. God's sugar. Like, that makes total sense now. And it'd be hard to tell if a raisin has gone bad because it's already wrinkly, you know?
Well, Teresa, if you found way back in the back of your pantry a dusty box full of raisins that had been opened, you don't remember how long ago, would you still use them in a recipe?
No.
Even if you were, like, super hungry? Because that's what happened to me.
No.
I'm never trusting you again with anything you bring in.
No.
What do you say, Isabella?
So I actually used to dry and preserve my own fruits and vegetables. And yes, they can go bad. Okay. So unopened, they are good for about 12 to 18 months. But if they have been opened, they're probably only good for about 6 to 8 months after. They get really hard, chewy, and they lose their nutrients. So if you were to take a fresh raisin compared to your stale raisins that you're eating now, the taste is going to be completely different. The texture is going to be completely different. I don't recommend eating them.
Okay. Well, you are right. The taste is different and the texture is different. I guess I'm kind of in the window or close to it. You said 6 to 8 months. I'm over a year. That's close, right?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would not consider to eat them.
And are grapes supposed to be furry? That was the other thing.
Oh,
okay. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Isabella, I appreciate you Googling this with us today and for the information. And I swear after this next handful, I am going to stop.
Okay. Well, good luck with that for sure.
Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry Kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There's such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this, and we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While many around the world were able to watch the cast of the hit TV show Friends reunite after years apart, those living in China didn't get to see the whole episode.
How did they live without this?
Wait a minute.
That's our rule. You got to clap it out when it comes up. I still haven't seen it. I feel like I should
either.
Be living in China.
I think Gavin is the only one that's seen it. But the people in China didn't get to see the whole thing. That's because the Chinese government cut out the parts that featured guest appearances by musical acts like Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, and K-pop group BTS. Oh.
Wait, so all musical acts.
Not all, but these three.
Okay, those three.
I don't know if there were any more outside of that.
I don't think there were.
So wow. All of them, yeah.
Why would they ban that?
Well, I looked into it. So at one time or another, all three of these acts have somehow hurt China's feelings.
You made us sad. Oh,
so,
man. So they edited it?
Yeah, so they took it out. So Lady Gaga, she met up once with the Dalai Lama. They didn't like that.
Okay.
And then Justin Bieber once posted a picture of a Japan shrine honoring their fallen soldiers. Well,
they didn't.
China didn't like that.
Okay. Oh, because of Japan.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not friends.
And then BTS supposedly overlooked China's contributions in the Korean War.
Oh, like, wow, I never thought of BTS, the K-pop band, as being very super political, like, or even being able to understand a single thing
well,
they've said.
There is that,
That's
too.
That's crazy. So they made edits to it, and they're like, we don't like this, this, and this. Here's what you get, people.
It'd be interesting to know if the edits were any good. Like, if they're like, and here's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, exactly. Just a really bad cut. You know what? It probably, I would say you probably didn't need those people in there anyway. I think it would have stood on its own. Well, Gavin, you've seen it.
Yeah, because
so.
Their reactions, or they were just talking about like how Friends changed, or not changed their lives, but how much they appreciated the show. And Lady Gaga did like a Smelly Cat
version
with her.
Yeah.
And it was, the song is meant to be by Lisa Kudrow.
Right.
I didn't think it was
it's
that
funny.
Good by Lady Gaga.
So wait, was she a character in the show though? Or this was like vignettes inside of it that...
Vignettes inside of it where they
oh,
were
they
like,
weren't even in it.
No.
Oh, that's even worse. Yeah. You know what, China, I don't care about your political
good
reasons,
call.
But good on you for cutting that out. That's horrible. All right, Lady Rock, thank you. That's going to do it for your least of these.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
FM, this is The Wally Show, and COVID kind of took its toll on employment, but things are starting to open back up again, and I'm seeing places all over town hiring. And it's important to remember that when you are going for a job, you are interviewing them as much as they are interviewing you. It's really important.
That's very true. I think a lot of us, when we walk in somewhere, we're quick to notice the red flags.
Sure.
We're looking for anybody that looks disgruntled, maybe the employees look like they've been working real hard and haven't had a good night's sleep. But what about those green flags? A list of things that, hey, that tells me that's a good place to work. That could happen.
Things you want to look for in a place here, like low turnover rate. It means people probably have satisfaction with their jobs. That could be one of the green flags that you look for. If you visit the office and you see people talking or laughing and they're not just hunkered down in their cubicles.
But not talking or laughing at like Kyle. Oh,
yeah.
Kyle's the worst. But, you know, talking and laughing with each other.
You feel the culture, you know, kind of thing.
Camaraderie.
Exactly. One of the things that I have been told is if you're on an interview and you're offered a beverage... to take it. Normally, your first reaction is, oh, no, no, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. No, we're good. I don't want to be a problem. Mm. But always accept it. And here's why. Watch for what happens next. The person who's offered you the beverage, do they go get it themselves and they serve you? Or do they have somebody else go get it for them to bring to you?
What does that say?
It tells you the hierarchy in the place. It tells you there's a corporate structure, there's a thing, versus if they have somebody else go get it and they're in a position of dominance and power versus they go, oh, here, and I get it for you, then it's more of a servant area. So it's things like that that you can look for. And so that's what we want to talk about. Like, what are the green flags that maybe you saw that made you go, I want to work at this company? Nap pods. Like, they have pods that you can take a nap
in.
In.
No questions asked.
You have a nap pod. It's called your desk. I've seen you. And so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. So what are some of the things that you found that attracted you to the place that you are working at now or that you are looking for as you go back to work? 855 533 WAY FM. We'll take your green flag right now.
Working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
WAY FM, this is the Wally Show, and we're all trained to see red flags at things, but what about the green flags? Kind of take the positive approach, especially when you're looking for a new job, and so that's kind of what we have been discussing here.
Yeah, we've been discussing it on our Facebook page, Wall. You can follow along if you search Wally Show on Facebook, but Christy chimed in, and she said, I just started at a new job about a month ago. The people doing the interview were nice and seemed friendly, but to be honest, when the lady brought out her puppy and told me he visited the workplace frequently. That was all I needed to hear.
There you go. See, that was a green flag for her. Unless it's not puppy friendly for everyone.
Oh.
Like, it's just her
then
dog.
Then we got issues.
Yeah, because then you're like, yes, this is going to be great. But your dog can't come and play. Gavin, you're the newest member of the show.
Yes.
You've been here, what is it now, almost 2 years?
A little more over 2 years.
A little over 2 years. And so when you were looking for this job, I'm curious, like, what was a green flag for you that made you go, okay, yeah, I want to work there?
Well, during the interview process, the best green flag was that you guys took me to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
And that's, Chuck E. Cheese is the bomb.
Yeah, absolutely.
B, it told me that this was a place where we could be, like, friends and do things and have fun versus put on your tie,
right,
come in and be serious for 8 hours and then go home. I like the idea of just having fun.
Right. And but what you don't know is there was a test inside of that, because I, too, don't want to have a corporate environment for the show. And we took you to Chuck E. Cheese. You almost did not get the job after
what?
Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah.
Why?
I can't believe I've never told you this.
No.
Yeah. Because the test in it was, would you give up your tickets that you earned?
I totally did.
Oh, that's right. You did. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's why you got the job.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, because I was waiting to see if he would give up his tickets.
Gavin, I apologize.
And be a servant and like be a good guy. And he did. That's right. That's why he got
hired.
But
it obviously didn't stand out to you. You couldn't even remember.
What have you done for me lately? So there you go. That was Gavin's green flag. And he's still here 2 years later.
Yay!
A lot of green flags left in your future.
And now for some good news.
WAY FM, this is the Good News Giddy Up, where we focus on some good news instead of all the negativity floating around the world today. So here's three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you, Gavin. Good News Giddy Up, go.
The owners of a movie theater in Southern California decided that they wanted to renovate while they were closed down for COVID, and an employee ended up finding a wallet that a woman lost there 46 years ago. That's a long time, and it had a bunch of photos in it, along with some
poetry.
It's
a long time since they've cleaned.
Oh, touch way down in there. And there was also a Grateful Dead ticket in that wallet
as well. Oh, nice. Boy, she didn't get to that show.
And
that's a bummer.
They managed to track that woman down, though, and they got it back to her this last week. So that's amazing.
That's crazy. They found her. I love stories of kids overcoming adversity to succeed. There's a high school senior who went from being homeless to being valedictorian of her class. Like, she would have every reason. You know, she said there's times we didn't have lights, we didn't have water. She would have every reason to not excel, but she didn't use that as an obstacle to stop her. She actually used it to propel her. She had the highest SAT in her class, graduated with a 4.0, won awards, and now she's going to college.
Holy cow.
As because if she broke the mold, which is amazing. Betty Rock, good news giddy up, go.
Speaking of school, a graduating senior at Washington University in St. Louis went viral on TikTok because she gave away her leftover meal points while she used them to help feed the homeless.
Yeah, because so, if you don't know, do you know how that works, Rock?
It's points for what you pay for to get food at the cafeteria.
yeah, you buy your meal plan, and then at the end of the year, everyone rushes to use all their points that they have left over. And like, because I was a teacher, and so kids would be like, hey, you want something? You want something? So I was on campus, and my daughter was like, hey, let me buy you coffee, my treat. I got some meal points left over. I'm like, I paid for those. Uh-huh. You're not treating anything here, kid.
Well, she treated her dad. Well, this girl, she treated the homeless.
I love
she
that.
Drove around and handed meals out herself all during finals week.
Very cool. And yeah, again, during finals week when she probably could have been freaking out about needing
for
to study,
sure.
She saw the bigger picture and did something good. And that's why we do Good News Giddy Up. WayFM, this is The Wally Show. And we have this thing at WayFM.com called The Prayer Wall. And it's where you can post a prayer request. Very simple. And if that was it, that would still be great. Because you kind of post your prayer request and you just kind of get it off of your shoulders a little bit. But what's really cool about the prayer wall is when you post it, you can click a box that says, I want to be notified when people pray for me. So if somebody else goes to the prayer wall, they pray for you, they then click a box that says, hey, I just prayed for this. And you'll get a notification in your email or your phone, just kind of dings and just reminds you, hey, somebody just prayed for you. And that's it. None of your personal information is given out. But like, there's some heavy themes inside of the prayer wall right now. Like Michelle said, man, I am absolutely terrified of dying. I feel guilty that I feel this way, like I'm not strong enough in my faith. Or you've got an anonymous one, you know, please help my husband stop drinking so much daily and verbally abusing me. I'm just so broken. I just want to go be with the Lord. I mean, like, that's heavy, you know?
Yes.
And so the fact that these people can have somebody pray for them and then in their dark moments get that notification that's like, hey, you're not alone. I love that part of the prayer wall.
And it may be something that they're embarrassed to even share
sure.
or say out loud, you know, to someone that they know. But that's what's so great about the prayer wall. Like Wally was saying, it can all be anonymous. You can put your name up there as anonymous, but you will still get those notifications on your phone or through your email just saying, hey, someone thought of you and someone is praying for you right now.
And so you can check it out at wayfm.com. And all I ask, there's no cost for it. All I ask is that if you post a prayer request for you, take a moment and pray for somebody else. Find something else that resonates with your soul right then and lift that person up, because then you're going to get to experience what it's like when somebody notifies you that they prayed for you. You're going to give that same experience to somebody else, and that's how the prayer wall works. I'm telling you, that's going to be healing for you as well. So again, it's our prayer wall. We'd love to have you be part of it with us at wayfm.com.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.